Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today is Monday, June 7th, 2022, and this is episode number 23 of series 2022. This episode is titled, Wrong Thinking Leads to Wrong Results. Any logical person today can see that the world has gone mad and that we are rapidly spiraling towards self-destruction. I say logical because many people today are no longer logical. I say self-destruction because we have brought this dangerous situation on ourselves. You may be asking how, Dr. Mary Ann? Let me give you a step-by-step explanation. Today's problems began way back in the Garden of Eden. The Bible teaches that God created Adam and Eve and gave them dominion over the earth. There were two trees planted in the garden. One was the tree of life, and the other was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God had commanded Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Satan tempted them by telling them that the reason God did not want them to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was that God was holding out on them. Sadly, Adam and Eve chose to believe Satan over believing God. As a result, they ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the whole human race fell as a result. You see, God never intended for us to know evil, only good. But he also gave us a free will because he wants us to love him out of our own free will, not because we are coerced to love him, for coercion is not love. Had Adam and Eve chosen to obey God, they would have eaten only the fruit of the tree of life and would have experienced life forever. This was God's original intent for them and for the entire human race. No sickness, no death, only good, only life. Adam and Eve would have lived on this earth forever, as would have the entire human race. But because they disobeyed God, they received the consequences of their wrong thinking, of their sin. While the story of Adam and Eve may seem basic knowledge to most of you, many people don't know the story or don't believe it. They think the whole Bible is a myth. Because they don't believe the Bible, they had to create another theory to explain how the world came into being. This theory is called evolution, and it has dominated our educational system for the last 60 plus years. And had influenced our culture for even longer than that. Evolution, also called Darwinism, teaches that the universe was created from a big bang that happened all by itself. Nothing caused it, it just happened. This is tantamount to saying that if I were to put all the parts of a 747 jumbo jet in a huge field, the parts would put themselves together on their own. This is absolutely absurd thinking. Evolution also teaches that you and I are here by chance, that we are simply accidents, that we happened at random. Well, with that perspective, our lives lose their meaning and purpose. Yet the Bible teaches that each of us is uniquely created by God on purpose and for a purpose. The sad thing is that most people have fallen for evolution's absurd explanation of the universe and the creation of man. As a result, we are witnessing aimlessness, depression, and increasing suicide. Why? Because a person without a purpose will die on the inside. The Bible says so in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Moreover, if humans are here only by random chance, then they have no value. If humans have no value, then what does it matter that we kill babies both in the womb through abortion and out of the womb through infanticide? What does it matter that we kill the elderly through euthanasia? So the next question to ask is why have people fallen for this absurd thinking? There is one answer and one answer only. Most people do not know God. nor do they want to know him. You see, evil has its own sinister logic. If we deny God, then we have to replace him with something because man was created to worship. If man does not worship the one true and living God, he will, by default, worship a false god. So because our culture has denied the one true and living God, we have defaulted to worshiping man himself and made him into our God. This is called relativism. One day, in the near future, this worship of man will lead to the worship of a single man called the Antichrist. All this because of wrong thinking that started way back in the Garden of Eden. God has created us in such a way that what we think sets the course of our entire lives. The Bible reveals this truth in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Excuse me. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. This means that the way you think is the way you will be. When we look around us and see what people have become, we get a clue as to what they are thinking. And many are certainly not thinking thoughts that are true. Scripture describes these types of people in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, without love of good, traitorous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. You see, another thing that happened when Adam and Eve disobeyed God is that they exchanged the truth for the lie. They believed Satan, whom the Bible calls the father of lies, over God, whom the Bible calls truth itself. As a result of believing a lie, their whole lives were ruined, and so were the lives of the entire human race. Why? I had the same question once. I used to wonder why I had to suffer because Adam and Eve sinned. And then I read the Bible and learned why. You see, the entire human race was in Adam and Eve in seed form. In other words, Adam and Eve would have children who would then have children who would then have children all the way down to you and me. In a very real sense, you and I were in Adam and Eve when they were here on earth. To give you another example, a husband and wife carry within their reproductive systems both sperm and egg, which, when united, have the potential to create a child. Their child also has either a sperm or an egg, which, later in life, when united with a spouse of the opposite gender, has the potential to create another human being, another generation, all the way down the line to you and me. When Adam and Eve sinned, their human nature became corrupted, since they could only pass on to the next generation what they were and what they had. They passed on a corrupt nature. This corrupt nature passed down from generation to generation and eventually reached us. Adam and Eve's wrong thinking that they could disobey God and not suffer the consequences had disastrous results. The entire human race became corrupt and could not save itself. But the great news is that God loved us so much and had so much compassion on us that he sent Jesus, his only son, to save us. When we accept Jesus, we choose right thinking over wrong thinking. We choose to believe the truth rather than the lie. We choose life over death. What is your thinking these days? Are you thinking the truth or are you thinking the lie? You may be asking, how can I know the difference? The answer is simple, my friend. The truth is found in the Bible. When you read the Bible, you discover truth. When you discover truth, you can change your thinking to align with truth. When your thinking aligns with truth, you will experience life. Truth is Jesus Christ. He himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When you align yourself with Jesus Christ, you will know truth. And knowing the truth will set you free from every bondage in your life, no matter how severe. It will set you free from addiction, from pornography, from fear and anxiety, from poverty. You name the negative issue, Jesus will set you free from it. But you need to invite him to do so. You need to receive him into your life as your Savior, the only one who can truly set you free. Why not do that now? Please pray this simple prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner. I admit that I have been going the wrong way, my way and not your way. I admit that I have been thinking the wrong way. I have been putting my focus on earthly things rather than heavenly things. I repent of my sin. I turn away from it, and I ask you to forgive me. I invite you into my life as my Savior and my Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, welcome to God's family. Please write down today's date. It is your spiritual birthday. And please write to me at drmarianne@marianndiorio.com. I would like to send you a free PDF booklet titled After You're Born Again. This booklet will help you to get started in your walk with Jesus. I also encourage you to get yourself a Bible and read it every single day. The Bible is God's love letter to you, his manual for your life. In the Bible, God reveals who he is and he teaches you how to live. Finally, ask the Lord to lead you to the church of his choice for you, where you can learn about him and have fellowship and encouragement with other Christ followers. It is critically important in these last days to fellowship with other believers who are mature in Christ and who can guide you as you grow in him. If you did not pray this prayer with me, please reconsider. Jesus Christ is coming back soon to remove from the earth all those who follow him. The rest of the world's population will be left behind and will face the most horrific time in human history under the dictatorship of the Antichrist. If you do not believe me, do your own research. Thousands of years ago, the Bible predicted exactly what is happening in our world today. Everything is coming to pass exactly as the Bible prophesied. The Bible has never been wrong. I have been following Jesus for 52 amazing years, and he has never failed me, nor will he ever fail you if you choose to follow him. I urge you, accept Jesus Christ now. He is the only way to be saved. If this podcast has helped you in any way, please consider supporting it by becoming one of my valued patrons. Just go to patreon.com/winningwiththeword to join my wonderful team. Winning with the Word now reaches 71 countries throughout the world because of the help of patrons like you. Patrons receive numerous benefits in appreciation for their support. Also, if you are interested in reading any of my novels, please go to my website bookstore at marianndiorio.com/book-table. My books are also available on Amazon. Until next time, remember that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that he will help you to keep on winning with the Word.